That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Helplessly in jail as a result of trying to sneak home disguised in a woman's clothes after the curfew had rung, Lum was brought some news yesterday. This news furthered his deep concern over Pine Ridge's political situation and his feeling of frustration. Squire Skimp reported to him that the new women's government was attempting to float a bond issue which could easily result in disaster for the town. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Squire Skip visiting Lum in his cell at the jail.
Listen, wouldn't they listen to you at all, Squire?
No, sir, and I can't figure it out, Lum. The men in Pine Ridge have been kicked around, downtrodden, and dictated to by these women since they got into power. And still, they're ready to vote for this bond issue. You'd think they'd be against anything that the women would propose. Just on general principles. But no...
Well, didn't you tell them about this gang of promoters that sold the women on the idea of the bond issue?
I tried too long, but it doesn't seem to do any good. I just can't seem to put the idea across.
That's curious. You wouldn't think they'd want to sit by and let their town go to ruination. Even vote for it.
I just don't understand. The only thing I can see is that a lot of the men that I've talked to aren't particularly well-versed in the complex operations involved in bond issues. All they can see is the proposed result. And, of course, the tragedy of that is that the results won't be realized.
Well, I can understand the women folks falling into that trap, but I'm surprised the men would. Have you tried talking to any of the women, Squire? Explain to them what they're getting into?
Lum, it's easy to see that you're a bachelor.
Huh?
Women don't listen to anything you have to say. Especially now when they think they're all powerful.
I think if we give them the facts, though, they'd understand what's going on.
No, Lum, that's where you're wrong. I tried to have a heart-to-heart talk with Mrs. Skimp last night. Tried to point out to her the dangers in this bond issue. And when I got through, you know what she said to me?
No, what'd she say?
She said, "Maynard, here's my slip showing."
Slip showing?
That's all that woman was thinking about the whole time I was talking to her. Now, that'll just give you an idea of what we're up against, Lum.
Well, Squire, you've just got to do something about it. There's nothing I can do sitting here in jail.
Well, I don't know that there's a lot you could do out either, Lum. Nobody will listen to you.
You've just got to make them listen. We can't let this happen to Pine Ridge.
No.
This is bigger now than just a fight twixt us and the women folks. This is practical means the life or death of our town.
Yes. All right, Mr. Skimp, time's up.
Oh, there comes old Battle Axe. Yes, Mrs. Quincy.
You'll have to leave, Mr. Skimp. Rules are rules, you know.
Yes, I know, Mrs. Quincy.
Things around here ain't being run lax like they was when Uncle Henry Lunsford was in charge.
No, of course not, Mrs. Quincy. Yeah, you're doing a wonderful job. Wonderful indeed. Highly efficient. Well, Lum, looks like I'll have to leave you, but I'll see you later.
Not later today, you won't.
No, of course not.
Rules
yes,
are...
Yes, I know. Rules are rules.
Well,
yes.
Squire, try to work on that, you know what.
Yes, Lum.
Try to work on what?
Why,
he wants me to work on his case, Mrs. Quincy.
Yeah.
Try to get him out of this place, naturally. A man's entitled to a fair trial, isn't he, Miss Quincy?
Yes, I reckon so. Come along, Mr. Skinner.
It's all right, all right.
Well, good luck with my case, Squire.
Yes, Lum.
Hurry up.
Yo, Miss Quincy, where are you?
That sounds like Ab.
I
want
to see Lum, Miss Quincy.
All right. Come on back, Abner.
Yeah, I'm coming.
You can go on in, Abner, but recollect now, 5 minutes is all you're allowed.
Yes, Mom.
Rules are rules. Now, come along, Mrs. Skinner.
Yes, Mom.
Come on in, Abner.
Yeah, sure. I'll bring you a basket of fruit, Lum.
Sure. Things I can sure use it.
Well.
You ought to see the junk they've been feeding me here. Whatever all you got in there?
Oh, apples and, well, mostly apples.
Yeah, I see.
I say that's all there is in there is apples.
Oh.
I just thought you'd like it.
Yeah. You know what I had for lunch today?
Oh, what sort of junk did they give you?
Apple.
Huh?
I appreciate this anyway, though, Abner. And there's things more important than vittles right now. And that's that bond issue.
Yeah, we're going to vote on that big bond issue at the town meeting this afternoon.
Yeah, I know.
I got to be sure and leave here in time to get to the meeting too long.
Wait a minute. You ain't going over there and vote for it, are you?
Why, sure. That's the first good thing them women have studied up yet. Everybody says that.
Listen, Abner, you don't know what you're talking about. That's a crooked deal them women are getting the town into.
That's what old Squire Skimp's been trying to tell everybody. But you know him, Long. You can't believe anything he said. You can't trust him.
Oh, so that's it, huh? That's why they won't believe
him. Why, of course not. He's got some reason up his sleeve why he don't want nobody to vote for him. And I think that's why everybody's so much in favor of him, too.
If I could just get out of there and tell him the truth. Why do I have to be locked up this way at a time like this?
What do you mean, tell him the truth? Everybody done knows it, Long. See, after we vote for this bond issue, why, we're going to get new parks and new school buildings and a whole batch of other stuff that we need.
No, we ain't, Abner. We'll never get them things.
We will, done it. Elizabeth told me all about it herself.
Yeah, but listen to me,
that's
Abner.
That's the first time she talked to me since she got to be the mayor.
Yeah, but Abner, there's something crooked about this bond issue deal.
Has Squire Skimp been in here talking to you, too?
Yes, he has. And here's how he explained the whole thing to me. He said...
Well, now, wait just a minute, Lum. I'll put my woman's word up against Squire Skimp any day.
Abner, you've got to listen to me.
Lum, if you're insinuating that my woman's...
Never said no such a thing.
I'll admit, maybe Elizabeth's been wrong about a lot of things since she got into politics. I told you she ain't crooked, Mom. There is the honestest one woman.
I know she's honest, but her and them elder women just don't know what they got themselves into. They ain't had enough experience in this thing.
Well, I don't want to... Oh, my goodness, look what time it is. I've got to get on over that town meeting, Mom.
Abner, wait a minute. You've got to listen to me. You've got to tell the others.
Mom, I'll be late.
You're my only hope.
Elizabeth told me to be sure and be there. Said we had to have at least 2/3 of the citizens vote on it before it's legal.
Abner, for goodness sake, don't go. Wait a minute.
I'll tell you how the vote comes out.
Abner, wait a minute. You can't do this. Them people have got to know. Won't somebody listen to me?
If you don't have a ballot, raise your hand. There's two men over on the right side, Miss Pomeroy. See if they get some ballots. Is there anybody else now? All right, that's fine. You see them two little boxes on the ballot there? Well, under one of them, it says yes. And under the other one, it says no. If you're for the bond issue, put X in the one that says yes. If you ain't, mark others. But I'm sure after that fine talk, give by your honor, Mrs. Mayor Peabody, I'm sure you'll all be for it. Now, is there any questions? Yes, what is it?
Is that a capital X or just a plain little on the X?
Any kind will do. Any other questions? None? All right, then. You may now mark your ballots.
Wait a minute. Don't mark them ballots. Don't mark them.
Lum, how'd you get out of here?
All right, Miss Kemp, I'm taking over here.
Now, just a minute, Lametta.
Men of fine rig.
You get off this platform, Lum. Us women folks are conducting this meeting.
You women folks have been conducting too many things around here. Now, you just hush up, because I've got something to say, and I, grannies, I'm going to say it. Men of fine rig.
I'll have you arrested.
You fellas came here today to vote on a bond issue. Squire Skimp has tried to warn you about this, but none of you believe it. But I, grannies, you got to listen. According to the agreement, if the bond money ain't paid back to the promoters behind this thing within 30 days after the bond issue's voted, well, then they can levy taxes on all the property in town.
They said that was just a formality.
And if the extra taxes ain't paid right away, them promoters can sell your property for the taxes. Are you men going to stand for that?
Mom, Edwards, if you
Take
don't...
Listen, men, we can't stop this thing just by voting against it. The women has got us outnumbered, and so they can put the bond issue across. But if we ain't here, they can't even hold this election. Because our law says that you have to have 2/3 of the registered population vote on a bond issue or it ain't legal. Men, this thing has come to a crisis here. What we do today determines the future of our town and our own futures, too. So listen to me. I'm walking out of that door there, and I ain't going to stop walking till I get out of town. Any man here that believes in Pine Ridge, any man that believes in his own dignity will get up and follow me. I warn you, men, this is the time for action. If we don't act now, we're lost forever. Follow me and let the women see for themselves what a mess they've made out of this town. That's all I got to say, men. It's up to you. I'm going now.
I told you, Mom, I'm going to be right here.
Yes, long drive. Come on, man.
Come on, Lizzie.
Hey, Walt, Earl. Come on. Let's go. This is our march to victory.
That's a bold measure, Lum, and it'll certainly hold up voting on the bond issue, if nothing else. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.